It's Sunday night, so you know what that means. The Wrestling With My Thoughts podcast is live and in living color, baby. So sit back, slap on your headphones, push in your earbuds, give it up for Brandon, Kurt, and Ron G.
Thank you. You're far too kind, everybody. Far too kind. How's it going, Brandon? What's going on, man?
Good, not much. How you doing?
Good, man. I'm good. I cannot complain at all. Had a pretty good week. Had a very good weekend. Got out yesterday for a little while with a friend of mine. Had a great time. Was supposed to go to a food truck festival today here in the county I live in, but they decided to cancel it because of the weather. So I've been in all day and I've taken full advantage by napping like 2-3 times now. So
lucky you, because I couldn't even get one in. I tried.
Man, I don't know. I woke up rather sleepy. So it was easy for me to go back to sleep. My son left to go to work and then I crashed on the couch again. So yeah, I've had a very relaxing and refreshing day thus far.
That's good.
Man, quite a bit to kind of talk about in the wrestling world today, folks. When Kurt gets here, we'll explain to you that we had to make a little bit of a pivot this week. Quite frankly, in my opinion, for our lack of following up on something that we said at the end of the show last week, and I didn't reach out to Kurt and Brandon until today. And so we had to make a change to the show. And once Kurt gets on, we'll talk more about that. Brandon, how was your week, man? Everything go okay?
Yeah, but I was about to say, I think we kind of forgot AEW had a pay-per-view tonight, too. So.
Yeah, I was going to get further into
that. That's another story. Actually, I'm just being honest. I can't remember a whole lot about this past week because there's a whole lot going on.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But the good news is, in about a month, school year is over. Over. So I get a little time. I'm going to be working during the summer as well, but I'd be able to get a little downtime and all that and just kind of recharge my batteries and figure out what's what. So.
All right.
You know, just trying to get kids through testing, and then, you know, then after that, you know, it's off to the races.
Yeah, y'all don't have too much longer, man. So that's a good thing.
We got just about 4.5 weeks officially. We got 4.5 weeks. So it's almost over. Everybody just trying to pull through. That's all.
Cool. What's going on, Kurt? How you doing, man?
Good, how you doing?
Great. I cannot complain. I told Brandon here that had a good week and then got out of the house yesterday for a few hours and got a mani-pedi. And men, if you are sleeping on getting mani-pedis, get them. They feel good. Feel refreshing. So I was actually treated to that yesterday by a friend of mine. So had a good day yesterday. Was supposed to get out for a food truck festival today. But they canceled it because of the weather we were supposed to get. We didn't quite get it, but I do like the fact that it is chillier today than it has been the last few days.
So. It rained like hell this morning on our way to church. I know that.
How was the week?
But I bet you somebody right now is mad because if you go outside, they ain't no blue sky. Nothing.
Your sister was mad because she was like barbecue, and I was like, "Where's rain? No, it's supposed to rain all day." So she started cooking, like, look at this guy, look at this guy. Look at the goddamn barbecue. I didn't know. You saw the same weather I saw.
Hey, because I got up and walked out the house this morning on my way to church. I was like, man, it's raining like a mug out here. Jesus Christ. And, got on down there, and it was still raining a little bit when we left. And I got home and got myself something to eat and just kind of sat down, and I was just looking at some stuff on the computer. And next thing you know, I seen the sun come out. So I was like, well, he ain't doing nothing but poking through. And then I walked outside for something, and I'm like, yeah, ain't nothing but blue sky. I'm like, well, it's a whole bunch of people mad right now. They can cancel their plans for the day.
Yeah.
So that's how it goes sometimes. You know, it's George Weather, bipolar kind, motherfucker.
Skipping subject real quick. What county are you teaching in, Brandon?
Fulton, South Fulton.
Okay. So when is the last?
South Fulton County. That's the county that I'm born and bred from. So.
What's the last day of school? May 23rd or 22nd?
May 24th.
24th, okay. I was close.
Yeah, we always get out like that weekend before Memorial Day weekend.
All right. Man. Well, this year is going by quick.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you do that first?
It was long. Shit. Man, no, I remember when we were in school, it seemed like you waiting on to get out of school, man. It felt like waiting on Christmas.
Yeah, we didn't get out of school until June.
Yeah, we got out
right like the middle of June.
Yeah,
normally around like June 8th, June 10th, somewhere like that.
Yep.
And then we went back. We went back after what? Memorial Day, Labor Day, whichever it is.
After Labor Day.
Labor Day.
For some reason, they
started shrinking it down,
Yeah, they did.
Yep. Giving everybody, I think it's because they gave everybody more breaks and stuff like that. And then, so now we our calendar changed, so we're going back a week earlier than what we did before. And so we'll be starting school back, I think, at the very end of July.
But they, this school year, they did give y'all the week after Christmas off, right?
No, we get that next year.
I mean, that's next year.
Right? Fulton County decided to finally catch up to everybody else.
Okay.
Everybody else is off, and we was in. Everybody was walking around the school cussing. But I will say this, because I'm going to get on my soapbox real quick, and then we can move on. But because there are a lot of people that like feel like teachers don't need all this time off and all that, and I'm like, y'all have no idea the things that we go through. We need as much time off as we can get.
I totally agree with that.
Because we got to come in, and not only do we got to deal with y'all unruly-ass kids, but we also have stuff on the administrative side that we have to do too, that is time consuming. So we need as many breaks as we can get.
And if I can add on to that,
honestly,
y'all need
there's a lot I can't get into publicly and everything, but all the parents out there that are supportive, we love y'all. All the parents out there that understand, but then you got these ones that, you know, It's not that they don't even understand. They're just trying to get rid of their kids or whatever, man. Hey, come on, do our job for a week, and you understand why we need as many breaks as we can get.
So if I can chime in, I think y'all need all the breaks you get and get paid more money. Because y'all are drastically underpaid. Drastically underpaid.
Absolutely.
It don't make no sense what teachers make right now. It ought to be against the law.
Yeah,
I'll be against
them. And the only way in education you're gonna make more money, you're gonna have to probably pick up more activities and stuff like that, and you got to get more degrees.
Yeah, that's so work.
You hang around long enough, you might crack six figures, but we are severely underpaid for the amount of things that we have to do.
Work yourself to death. Just get more.
All the many hats that we wear on a daily basis, we are severely underpaid. It's really, we should probably be getting paid double than what we're getting paid now. And I'm just being honest.
I agree.
But I love my job.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, man. They ask you to work all these hours. And I'll say this on piggybacking off what Kurt said about people complaining about you guys having too much time off. Either pay them more or give them the adequate amount of time off. Or both, actually. I think they ought to do both.
Yeah.
Because we have to understand, and then we'll get into wrestling talk. I know we've kind of dropped on here for about 10 minutes, but these people are responsible for helping us educate our kids. Now, I want to stress something in my personal opinion to parents out there. It is not their job to educate them. It's their job to help us educate our children. And Brandon, that's no disrespect to you or any other teacher. I think it's actually a compliment.
Oh, no. I agree with 100% that you just said, because education starts at home first.
Absolutely. And I feel like parents and teachers should be working in conjunction. It's unfortunately harder for both of those to do it now because of how much parents are working, extra jobs, extra hours, whatever, just to make ends meet. And quite frankly, teachers have so many students. It is so, especially from the stage that you're at, Brandon. There's just so many faces and names that they have to try to remember. And it's unfortunate. And
personalities to deal with.
Say that again.
I said, in personalities that you have to deal with, you have to deal with sometimes 30 and 40 personalities in one class.
And
everybody, especially the grade level that I teach, everybody needs something. And you have all these people from all these different backgrounds, and you got to accommodate all of them. So.
Yeah, certainly not an easy job. Folks, last week.
Not at all.
Folks, last week when we left off, we stated that we would be watching Barely Legal from 1997, the very first pay-per-view from Extreme Championship Wrestling. Unfortunately, we had to make some changes because we forgot about the AEW pay-per-view tonight. So we pivoted and decided to do a Dynasty preview tonight. And give our predictions on who we think is going to win and things of that nature. Talk about it a little bit. So it'll also be a little bit on the shorter sides show because we're going to try to wrap it up no later than 8 o'clock, if not before, so that we can watch the pay-per-view. Here on the show, we're not going to worry about the pre-show. So we're not even going to cover that. But we are going to take a look at the pay-per-view card. Kurt, have you paid any attention to AEW over the last few weeks to see the build up for any of these matches?
I have, and they've done an okay job with the build up. I don't know how they put the card together before that, but after they put the card together and start showing it, who was going to face who, they did try to put storylines for each match, so. It's been better than it was in the past. I will say that.
Okay. What about you, Brandon? Have you had a chance to keep up with AEW?
No, I haven't. I haven't. By the time AEW comes on, I'm probably asleep.
Yeah, well.
Just because I'm exhausted. So, yeah, I haven't had a chance. I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit. But yeah. I do try to keep up with the pay-per-views and all that. So, it was almost as if. I'm doing like with AEW, like I used to do with WWE a couple years ago.
Well, I'll be honest, I haven't kept up particularly closely with everything going on. I have watched Dynamite the last couple of weeks. I still haven't watched Rampage. Collision is a shell of its former self, so I haven't watched that at all. Probably since Punk left. But I have tried to get myself up to date simply because we are a podcast about wrestling, and we're better or worse, All Elite Wrestling is wrestling. So
don't worry, fans. When the summertime rolls around and Mr. Kilpatrick is able to get some sleep,
so
I'll be back on the wagon.
Before we
do the best I can. Usually, thank you. Shout out to X/Twitter because that's how I kind of keep up with my highlights and everything now. So,
well, before we dive in on this, talk about a few things that came up in wrestling, just real quickly. WWE released some people, and I think at least two of them were kind of shocking, or at least to me. I'll say that. Those two are, oh, good God. Jinder Mahal. I can't believe it. I just blanked right then. Jinder Mahal and Mia Yim.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mia Yim got released?
Let me check, make sure I got the right names. I know Jinder Mahal for certain.
Oh, I knew Jinder Mahal got released.
Let's see. Here we go.
Hey, Roland.
Yo.
Run.
Yo.
Take a look at that comment and get that jackass off of here, please.
Is this the same motherfucker?
Nope.
All right.
Well, if it is, he put up a new name, but yeah, get that motherfucker out of here.
Yeah, I will. They're blocked.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're blocked. All right. Thank you for bringing that up to me. This is
Yeah, you welcome.
What the? How can we prevent that going forward?
Well, the only way we can prevent it is when it comes up, we block them. There's no way to. I mean, the only other way to do that is to close off the chat altogether. And I don't want to
do that.
So what we'll do is, you know, if any of us are talking, like Brandon just did, Brandon's paying attention to the chat, or if, like I was looking at the computer to make sure I got these names right. But yeah, just look at the chat, and if you see anything that needs to be taken out, let me know. We can block them. I don't know what the hell that was all about, but yeah. So anyway, talking about the releases, let's see here. Here are the names that are listed. I said Mia Yim. My fault. Wrong name. Jinder Mahal, Jaya Lee, Zion Quinn, Veer Mahan, and Sangha. Those were the two guys that were being managed by Jinder Mahal. So not only did he get released, they did as well. So I was kind of shocked to see that, man, because when they brought Jinder back, it was like they were putting him right in the mix, and then it just kind of went away. But Brandon, what do you
wonder
think?
What happened with that?
Say what?
No, I was just gonna say, I wonder what happened with it.
I don't know. I guess they felt that he wasn't pulling numbers, or I haven't read any reasoning behind it. I don't know what he was getting paid. Zaya Lee, for that matter, either. I'm not sure. I didn't see any reasons for either one of those. And another thing,
they probably just didn't have nothing for them to do.
Yeah. Another thing,
because we pretty much the roster is pretty stacked. Everybody's in the storyline, so I don't think that they really had anything for them to do. But that little faction that they had, I was kind of they kind of piqued my interest. I'm like, two big old nasty looking dudes or whatever, and you got a former world champion being their manager and everything. I don't see why they was never in like the tag team mix or anything like that. They ain't really get no TV time or nothing. So I was wondering what happened with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And I'm sure we'll find out more as time goes on. Maybe I can't think budget cuts unless like Jinder and Zaya Lee were just making bank, which could be possible. I don't see any of these other people being signed a lucrative contract, so I think that may be, hey, we don't have anything for you. So AEW apparently has lost Matt Hardy. From what I understand, he showed back up in TNA as Broken Matt Hardy once again.
Yes, sir.
Last night.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sure did.
Wow. So we'll see, man. I had a conversation with a couple of fans on an Instagram chat talking about the possibility of WWE signing him back. And I said, there's no beneficial reason to re-sign him or Jeff.
No.
There's none whatsoever, in my opinion. Unless they're going to work at the Performance Center to help up-and-coming wrestlers, I just don't see any benefit to it.
I totally agree.
All right, folks, let's go ahead and get into this pay-per-view so we can be sure to be done by the time the pay-per-view actually starts. All right, AEW Dynasty. I'm not sure why they went with the name of Dynasty. Okay, because they're clearly not. AEW Dynasty, taking place tonight at 8 p.m. You can watch it on Bleacher Report Live, Triller TV, or on traditional pay-per-view. The AEW card, skipping the pre-show matches, there are three of those. Looks like they're going to start off with the AEW International Championship. Roderick Strong, who is the champion, taking on Kyle O'Reilly. This has the potential to be a good match, but it's AEW. So I honestly don't know what to expect from these two. I'm not sure what we'll get here, but it has the potential to be a good match with Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly. They've got history, so I'm hoping for a good match, but we'll see what happens. I'm going to go with, just because of storyline, I'm going to go with Roderick Strong retaining. Kurt, what do you think about the potential for this match, and who do you have winning?
I have a question, and I don't mean to be, you know, an asshole. Who is Kyle O'Reilly?
Kurt.
And I know you said you didn't mean to be funny, but I just,
I'm for real. Like, when he came back a few weeks ago, I'm like, who is this guy?
Do you remember?
Where did he come from?
Kurt.
Go ahead, Brent.
You don't remember the Undisputed in NXT?
I do. He was in there.
Were they named the Undisputed?
What's going on?
I remember them, but he was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the faction.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
And he was with them when they came over, too. AEW, that is. So, what's going
on? He does nothing for me.
Okay, so I'm going to assume by that you're taking Roderick Strong to retain.
Absolutely.
and honestly, I'm not mad at you, because those guys in AEW have done, in my opinion, absolutely nothing to make an impact.
Yeah.
So, well, Brandon, what do you think about the potential for the match, and who do you have winning it?
Yeah, well, I'm with you. I think it's going to be a good match because those two guys have history. they were part of the same faction, and you know they been together for a while, so I think it's going to be a good match. I think Roderick Strong is going to retain, but yeah, they have a lot of history, and I still cannot believe Kurt didn't know who Kyle O'Reilly was.
I did.
That's all right.
That'll show you.
I'm sorry.
You know, if we were doing this show when Undisputed was terrorizing NXT, then you know who Kyle O'Reilly was.
I'm had to go back and look at it, refresh my memory, because when he came back, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
He did himself no favors by how he looked. He looked like a fan that it just
got. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, he didn't look the same.
Yeah. Like, who was this guy?
So, next up on the card, it is an FTW rules match for the FTW championship, which is a championship that is not affiliated with AEW whatsoever. So, obviously, this must be an unsanctioned match. you've got Hook, who carries the FTW belt and is, I assume, the FTW champion. We don't know, because FTW title isn't associated with AEW. Anyway, taking on Chris Jericho, Chris the Leech Jericho, leeching on to any and everything to remain relevant. He's back to being the Lionheart, but he's a figment of the Lionheart memory, like, or imagination rather. He is not Lionheart Chris Jericho right now. He's at a point in his career, in my opinion, he needs to stop in-ring and start mentoring backstage and shifting maybe to commentary or whatever. But yeah, since he's gone away from his previous persona, he's gone away from the Judas entrance music, fans don't seem to care, and Chris Jericho himself is doing nothing to make fans compare. This is the same formula that he has followed throughout his entire AEW run, and I'll go even further back than that, his last couple of years in WWE, latching himself to whatever's hitting right now and trying to ride the coattails. Just my opinion. That said, I actually looked for an upset of sorts tonight, and I think Chris Jericho will take the FTW title. And I would like to say really? Something. Brandon and Kurt, I think you'll appreciate this. How sad was it to see Chris Jericho barely push Taz, and Taz had to sell that shit like he had been shot?
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. I'm like, I thought that shit was terrible.
Yeah, Taz,
yeah,
I thought that was terrible.
Taz is one.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. I'm like, come on, y'all. That's Taz, y'all.
I didn't like that shit at all.
So, So Brandon, who do you have in this match? And you know, what do you think about the FTW title itself?
Babe, for me, I don't know about y'all, but for me, the FTW belt is that's a classic title. I grew up on that title, so. It's cool, and he, you know, it's Taz's child has it. I wouldn't bad no other way. But I think that I don't know. I think if he doesn't, if what's the boy name? If Hook doesn't retain tonight, I don't think Jericho needs to walk around that belt. I don't want to see the heel Chris Jericho again. Unfortunately, guys, he's not going anywhere until he's ready. So we might be seeing Chris Jericho on TV for a couple more years, but
should he sign a 10-year deal?
Right. So he's gonna get every bit of that before he decides to ride off to the sunset, and he's probably gonna do another Royal Rumble and a WrestleMania before he calls it quits. But the FTW belt, that's a belt I grew up on, so I don't have an issue with them using the belt. And I think Hook is gonna retain.
I don't have anything wrong with the FTW title per se, but to me it's like the AEW version of the BMF title in UFC. It's pointless.
It's bullshit.
Like I agree with you. The title meant something in ECW because of why it was created in the first place. I don't know that AEW has ever fully explained that. And they haven't made a reason for us to really care about the FTW title in AEW.
But I don't even think that I don't think that AEW even. Well, maybe Tony Khan did ask, you know, for the belt to be, because that's Taz's belt. So to be honest with you, I think that when Taz retired, the belt should have retired. But if he wanted to have the belt for his son to be able to walk around with that belt, cool. But I do agree they should explain why the belt was created in the first place. Or if they did, I completely missed it. But to people that didn't grow up watching that on television, it's a whole new generation of fans now. Like, explain, like, this is why this belt was created. And try to remind people of that, because, you know, you still have new viewers coming in and out and watching AEW every week, maybe, but... You know, it's people that just need to know. Because a lot of people, you know, a lot of us like us, we just kind of check in every once in a while, and sometimes you just kind of forget. So remind us why the belt is even around in the first place. And if it's a homage, if it's Hook's homage to his father, let the viewers know that as well. Give us a reason to care.
Kurt, what do you think about the match between Hook and Jericho and the FTW title?
Yeah, I don't like this matchup at all. I think Hook will win. And I'm with you, Ron. Chris Jericho really needs to stop wrestling in ring. I think he'd be a valuable asset behind the scenes and the commentary. I think he would be a very good commentator on wrestling. Because it's not like he doesn't know. I'm not going to take nothing away from him because he does know the business. But in ring, he needs really needs to stop. Really. Somebody needs to put him to the side like, hey, man, you can make this money, but not you don't have to make it in the ring. Just let's retire, go away from it, and stop. Because he looks terrible.
He does. And look, I understand the dude. He goes and goes and goes between wrestling and touring with his band, all of that stuff. I take nothing away from him. He's very busy, from what I understand. I don't know his schedule, and I understand that takes a toll. But he moves at half speed in the ring, and it just makes unless he gets his opponent to slow down where they can make it look good, it's going to continue to look bad as it does. So because he moves at half speed, in my opinion. So
yeah, that's just because he's gotten older.
Say that again.
That's just because he's just gotten older. Probably all that wear and tear on his body and everything.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely, and, you know, that's a sign that they stop.
Right. It's age, but like I said, Jericho's not going anywhere until he's ready. Whenever that's going to be. He might be like Ric Flair and just wrestle until he's 70.
Hopefully not.
Next up on the card is a three-man tag team match. Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe taking on the House of Black. Featuring Malachi Black, Brody King, and Buddy Matthews. There are aspects of this match that I like because of the people involved. But the match overall, I think, is going to be a mess. And again, I'm going to kick the horse while it's, or kick the man while he's down, because it's AEW. It's, I mean, I've said on here before, 3-man, 4-man matches, all that sort of stuff, tornado style tag matches. All of that is, it's messy anyway. So you have to book it right. And AEW and WWE, for that matter, does way too many of these matches now. So if it's routine, then it's not special, at least in my opinion. So this is just another match on the card to me. I hate to say it, but I am intrigued by a couple of people in the match. For instance, I wouldn't mind seeing Adam Copeland up against Malakai Black. I wouldn't mind seeing Mark Briscoe take on Buddy Matthews, or any of the three, Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, or Mark Briscoe take on Buddy Matthews. Not really interested in seeing anybody take on Brody King. So in this match, I'll say that Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe are going to win, but I really have no reason to say that. So it is what it is with this match. Kurt, what do you think about this 3-man tag team match, and who do you got to win it?
I don't like it at all. I think they did a poor job trying to put a storyline for this match, put it together. I'm going to go to House of Black on this one, but I don't like this match at all.
Okay. What about you, Brandon? What do you think about this 3-man tag team, or 6-man tag team match, rather, and who you got to win it?
Wait, can you say who the participants were one more time? Because I kind of lost you for a second.
Well, it's a 6-man tag team match. Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe taking on the House of Black, made up of Malakai Black, Brody King, and Buddy Matthews. What do you think about the match itself?
Oh, cool. Thank you. I'm not sure about the match itself because I haven't seen that. I just haven't seen that storyline, but I'm going to always root for the House of Black because I love the House of Black. I'm going to always root for the House of Black, so I'm taking the House of Black for this one.
All right. Next up on the card, we have a House Rules match, whatever that means. I'm sure it means no disqualification in some form or fashion. But House Rules match for the TBS Championship, Julia Hart taking on Willow Nightingale. I'm not interested in this match at all. I actually think they'll put that title on Willow Nightingale, setting up a match or feud between her and Mercedes Moné, a.k.a. Wishep, value-packed Sasha Banks. So, yeah, I don't care about this match, and it has nothing to do with it being the women. I just don't care about this match. They've done zero to interest me in it. And I think Willow will win. Brendan, what's your take on this match?
Taking Julia Hart for the win. I think Julia Hart is going to feud with Mercedes.
Okay. And what about you, Kurt? What do you think about this House Rules match?
I like that they're pushing Willow, and I'm on the fence right now. I'm going to go Willow Nightingale.
Okay. All right. Then for the Continental Championship.
On a hell of a death match a few weeks ago, too.
Then in the Continental Championship match, Kazuchika Okada taking on Pac. Again, a match I'm not interested in whatsoever. Pac, I once thought he was kind of fun to watch. Now he's become boring to me. And that's, you know, across AEW and WWE. At one point, I thought he was good to watch, and then he just became blah to me. Okada, since signing with AEW, they've had him do absolutely nothing to make me interested in him. So, again, another match I really don't care about, but because of who he's associated with and because Pac hasn't been around in a while, Okada retains, in my opinion. Kurt, what do you think about this match between Okada and Pac?
I agree with everything you said. Every word. Every word. I got Okada.
All right.
But I agree with everything you said. Everything.
Brandon, what about you? Okada and Pac, what's your thoughts on who you got to win?
I'm going with Okada, and I agree with everything you said as well.
That one made that easy. And for everybody that's joining the show, George and Beep, Hill Club. I'm sorry, you got to change that name, Hill Club. Hill Club and BP, thank you guys for joining. We've had a couple of people join.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, what's up to him?
Oh. We did have somebody, a couple of people join earlier. We actually had to block a person for being a dumbass. But thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate your support. Next up on this AEW Dynasty card is a ladder match for the vacant AEW World Tag Team Championships. The Young Bucks taking on FTR. I'm not even going to waste my breath or y'all's time talking about the Young Bucks again. Y'all know how I feel. FTR at one point was the best, the hottest tag team in all of professional wrestling. And whether by design or just by sheer accident, they are ice cold right now. I have a feeling we know exactly how this match is going to look. And I have a feeling we know exactly who's going to win, just because of what's going on in AEW right now. Probably the worst buildup of a match that I've ever seen in my life, and that's saying a lot. But I'll say Bucks only because of the way things are going in AEW right now. Brandon, what do you think about this match? What, number three or four between the Bucks and FTR?
Four.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is the fourth one. I'm not gonna sit and just like fuck the Bucks. I'm not gonna do all that. FTR has had their time, and I don't know if their time is winding up or whatever the case is. But yes, they are ice cold. I still think they're one of the best tag teams in the world. It's just that it's one of them things. All that stuff go in a cycle. Everybody can't be on top of all the time, so. You know, it's one of the things that just go in a cycle. But I'm going to I'm actually going to take FTR.
Okay.
I'm going to take FTR. I'm going to go with my gut on this one. I would be shocked if now I'm drawing a blank, which you know what I'm trying to say. I wouldn't be shocked if they won either. Okay. At all.
Gotcha.
So, the Young Bucks, thank you. Right. I wouldn't be shocked if they won.
Kurt, what about you? What do you think about this match between Young Bucks and FTR, match number four between these two teams?
Yeah, I was not happy how they put this match together. And the other thing about it is, if both these teams are supposed to be tag team specialists, why fucking put them in a ladder match? I thought that was stupid.
I'm with you. I guess Tony felt like you got to have some kind of gimmick on the card.
I'm gonna go with Brandon because I like FTR and I hope they win. I'm gonna go with Brandon.
Okay.
Hey, that comment in the chat is hilarious. He said they got FTR going down faster than his last date. Oh damn. Oh my god. That's hilarious.
Women's World Championship match between Timeless Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa. Again, AEW, this build hasn't been terrible based on what I've seen, but it hasn't been very good either. Thunder Rosa just seemingly returned out of nowhere. Hill Club said, watch out for the shoes. Yeah, Thunder Rosa seemingly returned out of nowhere. Maybe I just haven't really paid attention, but they didn't do a good job, in my opinion, of building her back up as a threat for this title. That said, I think her and Toni Storm both have, as I said with the Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly match, they have the potential to have a good match. But again, this is AEW, so that's all up in the air. We'll see. I don't see Thunder Rosa winning, although I would love to see Thunder Rosa get that title back. So I got Toni Storm retaining. What about you, Brandon? Did Tony Storm or Thunder Rosa?
Tony Storm.
Okay. What do you think about the match? You think they'll have a decent match?
I don't know. I'll see when I see it.
see what AEW Storm does to us?
No, it's not even that, man. Like, it doesn't even matter who you work for. You don't know if a match is going to be good or not until you actually see it. So we can speculate, but we don't know. I'm not saying I don't know if the match is going to be good or not because of AEW, because the performance, no matter how crappy the company is at doing storylines and stuff like that, the performer still got to get out there and perform. So, you know, hey, I don't know. They could shock us. We've been shocked before.
Brandon's going to Switzerland on us.
I ain't going to Switzerland. Kurt. I just don't know. I'm going to sit back and I'm just going to watch. I ain't going to expect nothing. I'm going to sit back and just watch and see what happens. And if it comes out good, great. If it don't, back to the drawing board.
All right, Kurt, what about you? What do you think about this Tony Storm Thunder Rosa matchup and who do you have for the win?
It should be a good match, and I'm going to go with Thunder Rosa on this.
Okay. All right.
Ooh.
BP said the only thing timeless about Tony Storm is the title reign she's had. I can agree with that. And
you know what? 40. Buddy got these one-liners for your ass, boy.
For the record, the timeless gimmick is getting really, really bad.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love that black and white. I love it.
That's all right. I'll be the heel in this situation. next up, Will Ospreay taking on Bryan Danielson. I definitely think this is going to be the match of the night, or should be the match of the night, given these two. I think we'll see a more, I hate to use the term, but more sports-based wrestling presentation between these two. So I think it'll be a good match. One, because Ospreay has a chip on his shoulder, and I think that's a good thing. And Bryan Danielson is winding down his career, and I'm sure he wants to try to do his best to put on his best matches. But I think, again, simply because of his newness, at least in AEW, he's fresh on actually being signed with them. So I just think you got to put Will Ospreay over in this match, in my opinion. But I think it will probably steal the show. Kurt, what's your opinion of Will Ospreay taking on Bryan Danielson, and who do you got in this one?
It should be the best match on the card. I'm going to go with Ospreay because you can't have him lose right now.
Okay. Brandon, what about you? Ospreay and Danielson, what are your thoughts on the match and who you got winning?
Same. I think that this is going to be the match of the night. This is one of the ones I'm actually expecting to be a good match because of the participants who are in it. And I have Will Ospreay going over. And I think this is going to be a fantastic match. I'm looking forward to this one. Hopefully they don't make me wait too long to damn watch it.
All right. AEW, well, the main event is the AEW World Championship match between Samoa Joe and Swerve Strickland. Easy for me to say.
Swerve Strickland.
Get your swerve. All right, again, I think this has the potential to be a good match. I like Swerve. I like Joe. And this is truly a championship match that of all the championship matches on this card, this is the one that I feel like can go either way. I'm picking Swerve, but I thought Swerve should have got the title last time he had an opportunity. But I think they've done a good job at building this feud. I started to say very good, but I'm gonna take a step back and just say good job at building up this match. I think it'll be a good match. I think you're gonna see some blood, And we'll probably see a ton of interference. So we'll see. But I think Swerve comes out the champion. Brandon, what about you? What do you think about Joe and Swerve for the tag? God damn it, I can't talk. For the World Heavyweight title. Shit.
Damn. First and foremost, shout out to Prince Nana. And I hope to see the dancers out there tonight. Come out, make my boy look good, because tonight is my boy night. Taking Swerve Strickland. Tonight is his night. It's happening. My boy is going to win the World the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. And shout out to BP for these one-liners again. Yes. Read the comment, y'all.
That's how I was going to wait until we got finished with this, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt.
We go.
Say what?
I said we go.
All right, Kurt. What about you? This championship match between Joe and Swerve Strickland. What do you think about the match itself, and then who you got winning?
It should be a good match, and I'm going Swerve as well. I think it's his time, because I think him and Joe can have a rivalry going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it would be. Not only that, I think it'll be a rivalry where a belt switching damn near every time they face each other wouldn't be a bad thing.
Not at all.
I think that could be very good for this feud, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
So, folks, that's the rundown for AEW Dynasty happening tonight at 8 p.m. Here on the East Coast, it is 7:52 p.m. We've got 8 minutes before the show kicks off. So we're going to go ahead and wind up the show right now. We don't know what we're going to do next week, so we're not going to announce anything right now. But we will be back on Sunday at 7:05, and we'll look at the results of this pay-per-view and discuss them and whatever wrestling news is going on. So be sure to be back with us on next Sunday at 7:05 Eastern Standard Time. BP, Hill Club, thank you all for joining. I know someone else joined. I'm just going to call you Nick because I don't know that I can pronounce that. So, Nick, thank you for joining. And to that asshole out there, thank you for joining too, because all you did was drive our numbers up, even though you were a jackass. So,
appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. With that being said, Brandon, what do you got to say to the people before we get out of here?
Enjoy the pay-per-view tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and y'all have a good week.
All right. And Kurt, what about you? What you got to say to the folks?
Echo what my brother said. Enjoy the pay-per-view. Also enjoy NBA basketball, even though it's trash right now. Playoffs are terrible. And everybody have a safe week.
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
I agree.
Hey, best game on was the New York Knicks and the Sixers. That was it. The rest of it, I tuned it out.
All right, everybody. Just echoing what my brothers have said here. You guys enjoy the pay-per-view. No, we had a Hill Club. We had a guy join in and make a stupid ass comment, so we blocked him. We were able to catch this one and block it in time. So, but you guys have a great
week. Must be popular because we get one of these a week. This ain't right.
You guys have a great week. Enjoy the pay per view if you're going to watch it, and we'll see you guys back here next Sunday, 7:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Kurt, if you would please send us out of here.
Peace.
Peace.